Christmas time to come in, Christmas time to come in, and I know I'm going home. Snowflakes are falling, my old home's calling, tall pines are humming when Christmas time's coming. But can't you hear them bells ringing, ringing, joy to all, hear them singing when it's snowing, I'm going back to my home.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Monday, December 4th, 2017. Woohoo! That's all I've been saying lately with everything going on, Marianne. It's been excitement after excitement, event, gathering, people in, accomplishments through the radio ministry, even working on the honeydew list at home. So high octane for a high octane weekend.
I'm surprised you knew what day of the month it was.
Yeah, there's been a couple of late nights. I apologize for those. Let's see, was it? I think Thursday night. Yeah, I think Thursday night. Karen tried to call a number of times. Oh. I saw that there were 6 messages. I guess we were off the air from about
bless her heart
midnight till 4 a.m. when she finally rang through and said, "Mark, I think we're off the air on both stations." And that was a glitch on my end. So sorry for those of you that were expecting some great Christmas music at like 2 in the morning. But we got that resolved.
You mean you're
human? One of the many mistakes that's been made. But a packed weekend, the Collingsworth family on Friday night. What a phenomenal family. They're just so gifted. They packed the Grace Church in Mahomet.
Oh, cool.
And those that initially heard that the venue was here at Lincoln Square, because of situations, it just worked out best to have it at the Grace Church. So they packed the sanctuary. And I got to give out a lot of the Prime Lifetimes papers.
Boy.
So that was fun. I was the newsboy again, or newspaper boy, handing those. Yeah, I was thinking the newsboys.
You delivered papers when you were young,
yes,
right?
Yes. And so today we're going to try to do a flyby.
Okay.
I told Marianne, my intent will be to get through the whole paper just to give glimpses of what's going on. Then maybe on Tuesday or in the future broadcast, we can read some of the stories, especially your own. But I want to get through it just so everyone has a great overview. But one of the people that was in on Friday was Lindy, who she's our travel agent that works with the groups when we go to Jerusalem, when we go to Israel.
Yeah,
the many trips. And so at this point, we do have dates. It's October of 2018.
Oh.
Gosh, I'm going a little blank. I think it's October 3rd through the 13th.
It's announcement of the
Yeah,
dates.
I don't think I've shared that with anyone yet. There's been a couple friends that I said we're working on it.
Yeah.
But that's a prime time. The weather's great. The interest is great. The hotels are all packed out. But she could fit in Eitan Ritov, our phenomenal Israeli guide. I don't have exact prices, but it's somewhere around the $3,400 to $3,700. So it's not cheap anymore to get over there, but it's a wonderful spiritual pilgrimage, and we have a lot of good sites picked out. I'm working on the itinerary. Jason already feels like he has a theme and a direction from the Lord on how to give various teachings at different sites. So that was great. So Lindy was in, and we got to talk through some of the logistics and how the trip would come together. So, and the Collingsworth family, and then, I don't know, so many other things that happened on Saturday and Sunday. The wonderful life we've been working night and day to get that all pulled together.
Yeah.
People have been saying, so when are you going to air it? We see the signs, the signs that state that it's going to be happening on Great News Radio, and we'll talk about it a little bit when we get to it in the paper. But, it's coming together so well.
Oh,
and Tammy Renee Harris, we had her do a very unique song where she has that, would you call it cabaret style? What would you call her style?
I don't know. It's great, though.
Yeah, phenomenal voice. And Stephen McCleary and the singer-songwriter arranger, who's, I think, world-renowned or very known in the music industry, at least around the country.
Wow.
He arranged this song specifically for her. Oh, there it is. Is that it?
I feel like
Nope, that's the wrong one.
So,
there it is.
Oh, there, yeah.
It's the key of F. When is the sign there? Key of
F-sharp.
F-sharp. So he wrote it for her.
You sing in the singing
room,
right?
Yeah, that's right. I just sing. I don't read. So it's called Whispering Hope. And so it's sung in such a way of that early 1900s vintage that'll go along well with It's a Wonderful Life. And we've been picking out sound effects for some weeks and Les Gioia and others have been working on that, and Kate has been in the studio the last couple weeks, like Wednesday, Thursday night, as we go through all the different audio cuts. And I think we have like 38 different soundtracks we have music specifically to transition from this scene to another, all original music, all put together. I mean, some of it might be It Is Well With My Soul, but it's done on three different keyboards. And anyways, it's all kind of coming together. And so, I know, a number of other things. But let's get into the Prime Life Times, Marianne. Again, phenomenal job. This is kind of the first one where we did the November edition, but that was like we had like about an eight-day deadline. We had to kind of get it to press, and we were, I won't say winging it because we were very organized and deliberate, but we didn't have much to work with.
Part of it was winging it.
Yeah. A lot of it was winging it, yeah. Where this one, we still were throwing things together, but we had
With a little more intentionality.
Yeah. And we had, we recruited a few new content contributors, and we had some other ideas on what to add, and it came together. Let's see, I think I announced it last week. On last Tuesday, it was delivered, and so we started distributing it. But I am very, very pleased. I think we only saw a couple minimal typos. So if you can find those couple typos, you'll be really good. No, but they're so minimal, I don't think they would even catch them. Speaking of Herb Ketchum, Mr. Distribution.
Great,
okay, anyways.
Distribution.
Yeah, distribution master. So we have, and we added four pages. So what's unique, those of you that were tuned in last month, we had the November edition of the Prime Life Times, our first edition. And the first edition under our tutelage, under our
leadership.
Oversight. It's a paper that's been existed for 27 years.
I know.
And so as we got it, we put it together, and it was 16 pages, and I thought, well done. Well, we already had to add four pages and add 2,000 additional copies with all the different people. I think the demand, and we were running out in some locations.
It flew off the shelves last month.
Yeah, it was great. It was great. So here we are. We're looking at the front edition. It's called Volume 5, Issue 12. So we're keeping with the prior owner.
Yeah.
And so those of you that have been collecting these for many years, but this is December 2017, and you can also see it online at PrimeLifeTimes.com. So we have some neat photographs, some unique stories, and I love this as you look at the front page beside The Lights of Christmas.
I know. I love that title.
It really captures your eyes.
That's Kathleen's article.
And, yeah, The Lights of Christmas, it's some Christmas ornaments and Christmas lights and, you know, that golden bulbs and stars. Mm. And then you have two pets at the very bottom. They're drinking milk and Christmas cookies with
those
their tongues out.
Those are dog treat cookies. You said Christmas. See how they're shaped like little bones?
Right. Yeah. They're dog treat Christmas cookies.
Yes, they are.
Red and green and tan. And then the cat's licking some milk in a glass. And they both have Santa Claus caps.
So, that's a very good informative article, by the way.
Have a happy holiday, everyone. Pets, too.
Yeah, Dr. Sally Foote. Very, very informative. I learned from that.
So there we are. That's page one. And up at the very top, we launched into our new Delicious Destinations.
Mm-hmm.
And you wrote a story about Hamilton Walkers. And then we have our dear friend, Mr. Paul Smith, who's 96 years young this December.
What a great guy.
Picture of him on the front page up in the top. And then you have an individual dressed as Santa Claus with, looks like, credit cards in his hand.
Yeah.
And he talks about be extra vigilant about protecting financial data. So,
getting serious for a minute.
All right. Okay. If we can do the flyby, we have about 15 minutes. Wow.
It's a Wonderful Life.
It's a Wonderful Life, a radio drama adapted from the beloved holiday film by Joseph Laundry. It's a full page. It has a great looking bell and ribbon. Look, Daddy. And I know this verse very well, script. Because my little Esther gets to play Zuzu in this, but it's, look, Daddy. I she said it so many times at home. I'm trying to think how she says it, where she goes, look, Daddy, teacher says, every time a bell rings, an angel gets its wing. There, Zuzu, yes. Anyways, so you see a great ad. It's a full page highlighting our four frequencies performed by over 50 local cast members, probably a neighbor, friend, or somebody you know. And wait till you hear it. Oh, it's just going to come together so nicely.
I'm so excited about that. I can't hardly stand it.
And people have been asking me for a week or two now. Well, when is it?
Because
we've seen some of the signs. I'm not sure. I hope by the end of the week to know exactly how long it's going to take,
yeah.
you know, with this added sound effects with
you were
Tammy
looking for
Renee.
A car turning on the other
yeah,
way.
Yeah, an old-fashioned car. We still need a few different sound effects. And with Tammy's song, how we're going to insert that, will we play it in its entirety? I think it's like 3.5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And then do we announce the 40 to almost 50 cast members by name during the program?
Yeah.
And how do we add that? And if we burn this onto a CD, I think we're restricted to be like 80 minutes or, you know, an hour and 20 minutes or so. We'll see. Anyways, a lot of work still to pull that together, but maybe by week's end I'll have a definitive to say, okay, it's going to be December 17th and 19th, and then it's going to be like Christmas Eve in its entirety, and then during some point broken into maybe four parts during Mark and Friends. We'll see how we'll do it, but certainly a couple different times in its entirety from beginning to end. And
well, my family is going to get together with popcorn and things to drink and listen to it. I can't wait.
I think Kate was emailed. I don't know if Karen forwarded it on to her, but one of our listeners said my 93-year-old dad, who's blind, is really looking forward to hearing this over the air. Do you know when it'll be? And we said, not yet, but that's going to be special. Oh, wait till you hear it with the sound effects and just how it's all coming together.
Well,
it's phenomenal.
All the recordings were fun, but I loved it when you had the crowd and you would say, like, okay, everybody laugh. And we'd
laugh and
cut. Okay, everybody go, and cut.
Okay, we're in a restaurant, everyone, so make lively, you know, what kind of conversations would you have in a restaurant? In fact,
pass the peas.
Well, and there's a couple scenes where we didn't have any sound effects because we didn't have crowd noises.
Yeah.
But we thought, like, when Mr. Potter's at the bank and Billy's making the deposit, it was just so kind of quiet.
Yeah.
And so we took some of the crowd noises and we're working on the crowd noises from this situation. Anyways,
look,
you can do so many fun things. So when it all comes together, it's going to be a real treat for everyone. So, all right. So we turn to page number 3, a fun looking kid with boxing gloves on. Go ahead. Make my day.
That's a great article.
And are we going to try to get her in? Who are we going to try to get in?
Well, we could. That'd be great. Rita, for sure.
Oh, Rita?
Rita
okay.
Blockman.
We're going to try to get some of the featured content contributors into the studio to read their story or talk about it. And this third page, hopefully we'll have time. We'll kind of zip through here, but I love this article about Hamilton Walkers.
Oh,
it's a
fun,
delicious destination. It's a new series of articles that will be written by our very own Marianne Offenstein, our editor-in-chief. Hey, did we ever find out if the "in" is supposed to be capitalized or not?
I'm working on it.
Okay. Oh, that could be one of those typos. We don't know if it's a typo.
It's not
a typo.
We just didn't know. So
yeah, we don't know if it's...
We didn't catch it.
If it's a capitalized or not. Anyway, so we go through that page. Oh, we don't want to get started on the Zapper.
No, we don't want to do that again. Okay, we've already done that.
A really good ad.
You do know that two more people said, I read that second article. I think I want to get one.
Yes. And you can pick up one of these fine Prime Life Times in over 100 area locations throughout the 7 counties in East Central Illinois. Stop by primelifetimes.com, and there's a distribution link. And on it, it lists alphabetized from, like, Atwood or I can't remember what the first one is, but Champaign through Urbana and all the towns in between. So turning to page number 6, People and Places, Stewart Island.
I
want to
go
there.
No, I want to go there.
Yeah.
The other New Zealand island. It sounds so fascinating.
Huh.
I love it.
And then there's some wonderful ads again. Thank you, God, that so many of these advertisers foot the cost, pay for everything. So
Olive Garden, I want to go there too.
Yeah, there's a good ad. My buddy over there at the Olive Garden, we have a special early dining, some other nice ads. And then this is a fun page, number 7, Christmas Trivia, Laughing Matters.
Can't get out
to get the Prime Life Times? Well, you can subscribe, and we can send it to you. I sent out a bunch a week or two ago.
Oh, you did?
So we'll see how many people
signed
up in December. And look at that ad.
Yep.
That's well done.
Singing men.
We have a great layout.
I bet
artist.
Some of them know what F-sharp is.
Some of them sing F-sharp all the time, maybe when they shouldn't.
That's funny.
A great photo of the Singing Men of GNN, and I love how Kelly put this together. Free Christmas concert. And she put a box around the singing men dressed in their tuxedo, and she has some wise men on a camel and all these lights and very festive looking along with Danville, Saturday, December 9th.
That's coming
free
right
concert.
Up.
Free concert. Yeah, that's this Saturday.
Oh, my word.
So it's this Saturday at noon.
Oh, heavens, I feel like it's Christmas already.
And then a week from this coming Saturday, December 16th, we'll be at Marketplace Mall. So Village Mall in Danville this Saturday at noon, and then a week from this Saturday at the Marketplace Mall at noon. Free Christmas concert to the glory of God, and I think it's going to be phenomenal. I'm hoping they estimate 26,000 readers, even though you said, hey, Mark, you said you printed 19,300. Well, people pass them on. People share them with their family, with other people. People read them in different lobbies and such. So they estimate 26,000 readers. So I hope a bunch of them will see this ad and then come out to the Singing Men concert.
Yeah, have a big crowd. Don't want to forget Laughing Matters.
Oh, yeah.
It's
our
new column.
Yeah, Laughing Matters. Oh, yeah. And it tells people if they have a good joke
send
to write
in.
And maybe we'll have room where we'll even cite who puts it in. We'll
That'd
put
be
their
fun,
name.
Yeah.
Like, maybe if they don't want their full name, maybe it'll be
Randy or Joe.
Yeah.
Joe from Tuscola.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Why are Christmas trees so bad at sewing? They always drop their needles. It's so corny. Yeah. Anyway, moving on.
Yeah, so if you want to get better jokes in there, then submit them. Yeah, okay. Anyway. Oh, and there's Paul Smith, Mr. Smith. A great article. We'll maybe come back, or maybe tomorrow we'll have you read that. But he's been around the area for so many years. Many of you know Mr. Paul Smith. And the wife, Ruth, went home to be with the Lord a few years ago. But Jim Gunther is the son-in-law of Paul Smith.
Yes, he is.
And
Chris is his daughter.
Sweet Chris. And Jim and Chris have been so involved with his radio ministry from the very beginning. And can't say enough about them, but Paul Smith still monthly donates to the radio station.
Does he really?
I think he's been donating for 21 years.
Wow.
So, anyways, we appreciate him. It's a good story. And you thoroughly enjoyed meeting him.
Oh, I did.
Maybe we'll talk more about him tomorrow.
Yeah, let's do.
Okay, there's St. Nicholas. There's somebody dressed as Santa Claus. Oh, and the unique baby gifts. You know, we have an ad from her. She said a lot of the Great News Radio listeners showed up. She said her business really picked up after we talked about
On
it.
Air,
so I think some of you were there. I know Geraldine made it in there and some other people. So.
Yeah, did.
She's in the north end here at Lincoln Square. So stop by and say hi to Nancy for us. And she's having a special going out of business sale. So a lot of neat gifts there. Oh, there's our beloved Rita.
Yes.
And you said her story, her article was great.
I love this article.
So maybe having her come in and read that would be
please.
The best.
Oh, yes, please.
Okay.
Yes, I would love to have her read that. It's just astonishingly good.
And I think she's offering a little special. We'll have people. You have to pick up the Prime Life Times. You can find out more at primelifetimes.com, the various locations where you can get it, to find out the special deal she's offering Prime Lifetime readers
to
only.
The first 100.
First 100.
That's all.
Okay.
You got to contact her and be one of the first 100. And that is a good selling book, and it's great.
Page 10, primelifetimes.com. Okay, we're moving into lifestyles, page 11. Oh, we got to really move. Okay, so that's kind of a fun picture, decorating holiday tips. I pointed out some things to some people, and they really appreciated it yesterday in my small group.
Yeah.
You'll have to just turn to page 12 to figure out what I'm talking about. Oh, people are like, why is he doing that to me? But pick up the Prime Life Times right here at the Great News Radio Center. There's the crossword puzzle.
Yeah,
people
liked that last time, so we're going with that.
Yeah, Kate enjoyed it. She was
she?
Here the other night. We were working on It's a Wonderful Life, and she goes, I'm halfway through that crossword puzzle or something. She really enjoyed it. There's a Great News Radio, part of our staff team in the studio here with a little Christmas message. Wishing you a Merry Christmas. Yeah, I figured because we only have about two more minutes. So another nice long story there. Be inspired.
Wordsmith's recipe.
Workshop. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Trivia Corner.
Interesting, actually.
That Trivia Corner. Yeah, well, maybe tomorrow we can address that. Hey, a new edition.
Yes.
Did you figure out how to pronounce that?
Sudoku? I think.
Sudoku. Oh, we got Sudoku now in here, everybody. So page,
or something like that.
Yeah. So Eichermeyer Foot and Ankle Clinic, they've been wonderful. And I could sing some praises on our sales team, but We have some full-page ads coming this
next edition
in June. You know, we're already working on January's edition. In fact, like
we're already up
to our neck in it, so, as they say. But Jason and Bob have just been wonderful. Mm-hmm. And so many of these businesses, they love to advertise in this paper.
That's great.
I mean, this is a known paper for many years, and I guess the advertisers feel they really get the bang for the buck, as they say. And so we got some really good new advertisers for the January edition, and we're already talking about adding four more pages.
I know.
The increase is already, that'll be like a third increase in just 2 months. So, and then there's some more about the Stewart Islands, so that's the remainder of that article. And I like this ad. It's just so classic. House soiling, biting, anxiety. Your dog or cat is not bad. They need help.
They need help.
And they show this cat on a lady's shoulder. It's classic.
Apparently, that's her, I think. She's real proficient at...
Behavioral consultant.
Mm-hmm.
It's like that, what they, those reality TVs where they have the cat whisperer, the dog whisperer. I don't think she's that.
Yeah. And she's not a cat psychiatrist or anything of the sort.
Yeah.
She really knows how to help your animal adjust.
Okay, so that's a classic ad. Yeah. We're almost out of time here, but a couple more wellness, health, and fitness articles, lifestyle articles, some other wonderful people. There's our good friend Daryl Kennedy on the Back Seasons Greetings.
Oh, somebody told me the other day how great he was. It was just a random person. They had seen his ad, and I can't even remember who it was. I want to tell him and shout out to Daryl.
Oh,
I can't remember who said it.
And there's Kathleen Jennings. She came in last Thursday while I was doing the English conversation class, and she sat in for a little while, and then I pulled out one of these editions and showed all my students, and I said, here's the author right here, and she's a gifted artist, and they were like, and then I was doing, you know, when you the fish hook, and then you reel it in. So everyone imagine I have a fishing pole in my hand, and I throw it out, and then I reel it in. And so I was doing that at her. I was like, okay, Kathleen, are you going to volunteer now? Are you going to volunteer? And they were all watching me. I said, see, I'm hooking her in.
I was trying to figure out where you fit that in, because the subject was local landmarks.
It was a total tangent discussion, but they were all encouraged by it because, well, we're out of time. I look forward to continuing this conversation tomorrow and having you read your story.
Good.
And we'll just see how God continues to lead and have you involved with the radio ministry. Please be praying us up. This is a time of year where, you know, we close out this year. I'm asking the Lord to provide the funding. It's 100% listener supported. So if you have some appreciated stocks or you're saying, hey, this would be a great time to donate, we'd appreciate it. It's because of you that we can broadcast the good news message of Jesus, especially during this time.
Praise God.
And so thanks for being a part of today's broadcast. Thanks for listening. This is Mark Burns and Marianne Offenstein with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you. Have a great day and night.